Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the hand. I've been thinking about hands lately because I recently performed a hand fasting ceremony for two people. Hand fasting is a very old marriage custom that ritually joins the hands of the two who wish to be married. The joining of their hands symbolizes their intention to join their lives, to handle together the joys and challenges that their new life together will bring. As they speak their vows to each other, they cross their wrists and take each other's hands. Then the priestess binds their hands together by winding their hand-fasting cord around their joined hands. They then set their marriage in motion by holding hands and spinning around and around together. Their hands have now become sacred symbols of their commitment to each other. We tend to take our hands for granted, but it would serve us well to be more aware of these two appendages of ours that do so much for us. Whether working or playing, the hand is one of the most important parts of the human body. The hand is so versatile. Aristotle called it the tool of tools. Quintilian, the Roman philosopher, wrote that hands may almost be said to speak, as they actually do in sign language, for since ancient times, hand gestures have been used in every culture to convey information and express emotion. Mudras are a good example of the meanings that hands can convey. Coming out of the Eastern spiritual tradition, mudras are sacred hand gestures that express our inherent divine connection. Perhaps the most well-known mudra is the gesture for contemplative ecstasy. This is made by touching the tips of the thumb and forefinger together, while pointing the other three fingers upward. This mudra resembles our modern OK gesture, used to convey the idea that all is well. The hand was early on linked with the goddess. In Sumerian art, the hand was an attribute of the great mother whose hands bestowed life and protection. In Egyptian murals, the hands of Hathor, the sun goddess, were portrayed as the myriad sun's rays reaching down to nurture her creation with warmth and light. Romans had the mano pantheia, the hand of the all-goddess, whose fingers formed the ancient blessing gesture of raised thumb, forefinger, and middle finger, with the last two fingers of the hand curled into the palm. This gesture was later appropriated by Christians as a hand blessing made by Christ. But originally, the three raised finger gesture signified the regenerative powers of the triple goddess. Thus, the hand can have spiritual meaning, but the hand can also express emotion. Drumming your fingers on the table may signal agitation or impatience. Great excitement might lead you to raise your hands above your head and wave them about in the air. When shocked or afraid, your hand might suddenly cover your mouth, as though to prevent some negative energy from entering. Sudden insight might compel you to slap your hand to your forehead to signify that you got it. The hand has always been a symbol of agency in the world, whether divine or human. The hand does the work of the world. When something amazing happens, it is said to be wrought by the hand of God. When humans take a hand in daily life, we are said to lend a hand, to take something in hand, or to be handy. To shake hands is to signal agreement or give honor. The laying on of hands is a form of healing, and holding hands expresses love and trust. Our hands are so significant. And so may you gain new awareness and appreciation of your hands in your life. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.